Hello?
Hi, Ms. Tillman.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm doing good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. I hear you grew up in St. Joseph.
Well, that's where most of my relatives are, ma'am. My Uncle Larry Perry is the town barber for St. Joseph.
So were you a Perry? Is that your maiden name, Perry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Perry's my maiden name.
Did you go to Loretta High School?
No, I didn't. My father, his name is Lanny Perry,
mm-hmm.
and he currently lives in Tuscumbia in Alabama.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But he was in the Air Force, and he retired as a senior master sergeant, and he did fire, crash, and rescue.
So did you move around?
I moved around quite a bit, but I did live in St. Joseph, 1993 through 95. And I used to work with Graphic Packaging in Lawrenceburg.
I
see.
Mm-hmm.
I was an assistant operator there. I'll be 40 this month.
Okay. So is your dad from St. Joseph?
Yes.
Okay. So when did you join the Air Force?
Believe it or not, I came in the Air Force 11 September of 96.
Huh.
So this coming 11 September will be my 15-year mark of being in the military.
Wow.
Active duty. Yeah.
What inspires you to join the Air Force, your dad's experience?
Well, when I lost my job at Graphic Packaging as an assistant operator, I wanted to join the military because I knew that was the next best option, you know? I mean...
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat the benefits.
Right.
And being familiar with it since it's been most of my life, you know, and I wanted to fight for my country. You know, I wanted to do something,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make a cause to defend my country. So, you know, I had to think long and hard about that before I decided to join.
Right.
You
Did
know,
you have a family?
I
mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was single. I still don't have kids. I'm still single to this day.
So tell me about your career, where you joined, where you've been.
Well, mainly I've been stateside, Mississippi, Biloxi, Mississippi, Wichita Falls, Texas, and I'm currently stationed at Luke Air Force Base, L-U-K-E,
hmm.
Air Force Base in Arizona. And I've served one tour in Korea, and I'm currently serving my second tour in Iraq.
Okay. How long have you been there?
And I've had, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. How long have you been
no,
in Iraq?
It's okay. Let's see. My first tour, I was there for 6 months back in 2004. And I'm currently serving another 6 month tour as we speak. And I'm in Baghdad. My first tour was at Balad, B-A-L-A-D. I've had three different career fields since I've been in the service.
Okay.
My first job, I was a dietary technician. Did that for 3 years, and then I went into personnel. And I'm currently with the Civil Engineer Squadron.
Mm-hmm.
And my job here, in civil engineer, I'm in operations management. That's my my new career field that I've been in for a year. But I'm currently the resource advisor for the Civil Engineer Squadron here in Baghdad for the Air Force.
What does that entail?
Well, so basically what that entails is I request, well, like the electric shop, the plumbers, the structure shop, they will let me know what things are needed, mm-hmm. like supplies and equipment that's needed to maintain mm-hmm. our operations. And I'm responsible for trying to get those parts available through stateside and local Iraqi vendors.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you remember what you were doing and where you were 10 years ago Sunday. Tell me about that.
Were you talking about 11 September 2001?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
I was a personnelist, and on that day, I was creating the military identification cards. It's, I don't know if you remember, the older ID cards, they didn't have a chip in them, and the new
okay.
ones do, you know, for I guess, you know, more detailed identification of service members.
Right.
And I was making those ID cards, but on that day, believe it or not, before that attack happened, I had the honor of meeting the 4th Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Thomas Barnes. He had brought his wife in that morning to have an ID card made for her.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our TV on in our lobby area for our customers. And we saw the planes go into the towers, and the first one, nobody knew what to think, you know. We just thought, mm-hmm. well, that was kind of strange. I mean, you know, what a terrible accident that was.
Right.
But when the second one hit, I remember standing next to Chief Barnes when he said, no, this is not an accident. This is probably a terrorist attack. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So how did that affect your service? How did that affect those around you? What happened after that?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, emotions ran high, and, you know, we've been trained to do, you know, what we need to do, you know, as far as all of our jobs are concerned. It all ties in together
mm-hmm.
with what, you know, our mission is, our warfighting mission is, so...
So you just went ahead and did your work, and that was an important part of what was going on.
Right. You know, because we're not afraid. You know, I mean, that's why we came in the military, was to defend our country. And, you know, we've been trained to do that. So, you know, and we accept that. So we do what we have to do.
Well, where were you? Were you in Texas, Stan?
Yes, I was in Wichita Falls, Texas, when that happened.
Okay. what are you doing there on your base in Iraq on this Sunday? Are you going to be doing anything to...
Well, this Sunday we plan on having a formation where we're all going to be wearing our helmets and our vests and she wants to know what we're doing for Sunday. You know, but we plan on, you know, paying respects to,
okay.
you know, all the fallen, you know, all the people that had died on September 11th, so.
Okay. Well, how much longer will you be in the Air Force?
Well, I plan on doing at least another 5, which will make my 20-year mark.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, you know, you know, sometimes it depends with your, you know, your rank of how long you can stay in the military.
Okay.
So right now I'm a tech sergeant. I'm an E6 in the Air Force. And if I make it to E7, then I would be able to stay in for 22 years. or did they change it? Some, oh, 24 years now.
Well, how much longer will you be? How much longer will you be in Iraq?
To make my, oh, let's see. My tour is supposed to end at the end of December.
Okay. So what do you call home, stateside?
Oh, I know. That's so hard. I mean, I guess I would call home St. Joseph, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's where a majority of my family members are.
Are your grandparents still living?
No. They've all passed.
But uncles, aunts, cousins?
Right. Yeah. They're all there.
Okay. Is your mom still living?
Yes, my mom's still living. She's in Clovis, New Mexico.
Okay. Well, what would you like to share with folks back home about what's going on in Iraq? You know, do you feel like...
Well, it's really interesting, you know, to be here because, I mean, we have made... You know, a big difference in Iraq, you know, I work with local vendors and they share with me, you know, the positive things that are going on, you know, in downtown Baghdad.
Right.
And they tell me now, you know, that, you know, before Saddam controlled everything and now they actually have, you know, they have it where they're able to actually purchase homes now.
Okay.
They have it where they're able to purchase vehicles. You know, I've had vendors tell me, you know, that the Iraqis, you know, are glad that we were here, you know, to help them out, to help them rebuild their country. You know, and I mean, from talking with my local Iraqi vendors, you know, they're very happy. And they tell me that they tell the other Iraqis, you know, that, hey, the Americans are good people. They really
right.
are, you know, and that really means a lot to me, you know.
Mhm. But the operations that you deal with are just concerning your base.
Right, that is correct. Yeah, I don't go outside the wire.
Right.
But I do see the, you know, the Iraqi vendors that come on base and bring us the parts.
Right.
So, you know, that's very meaningful to me. And we also have it where we do volunteer work.
Okay.
With like a weekly pack and sort where we give donated items to Iraqi families once a month.
Okay.
So we go to visit them, you know, we go to their little, you know, homes and we sit and talk with them. And, you know, they're very personable, friendly. Of course, there's a little bit of a language barrier, but most of them are really good at speaking English.
Well, that's surprising.
I know, and I even got to play frisbee and soccer
yeah.
with the Iraqi children.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they actually speak English, you know, so.
Right.
You know, they like the American culture, believe it or not. I mean, they talk about how they watch our TV shows and
mm-hmm.
our videos, and they listen to our music.
That's probably the why their English is good.
Yeah. You know, but it really is neat. I mean, the local Iraqi vendors that I have dealt with have been nothing but polite.
Mm-hmm.
And they've said nothing but good things about us being here.
Oh, that's great. Well, it was great talking to you. Is there anything else you'd like to share about your work or your...
Well, I think I've covered just about everything, but it was a pleasure, you know, getting to talk with you, and thank you for, you know, wanting to, you know, meet with me over the phone to
share
my experiences with you.
I don't know if this will already be arranged, but I could email you a copy of the story or the page that it appears on, you know,
oh,
so you
wow.
could see.
Well, let's see. Would there be any way you could email it to my father's address?
Sure.
Email. It'll be LPHistory, HISTORY, at AOL.com.
LPHistory at AOL.com.
LP, Lanny Perry. Yeah, LPHistory at AOL.com. But if you would like some pictures of me,
I would.
You could email my father and ask him, because he has some really nice pictures of me.
Great.
With, you know, my gear and everything.
Okay, wonderful. I guess your dad's retired.
Yes, and my dad is very outgoing, so you will he'll have a ball getting to meet my father.
Okay. Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have two brothers.
Are they in the service?
My brother, believe it or not, his name is Elvis, and I'm Priscilla, go figure. My mom loved Elvis Presley, but Elvis actually served in the Army for 4 years.
Okay.
And,
I don't guess
they
live.
That was all he had done.
Do your brothers
Pardon?
Live in this area?
No, Elvis is in Utah, and Eddie's with my mom in New Mexico.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, and I'll get in touch with your dad, and I'll send him, you know, a copy of the story. And so
okay.
I hope things
continue.
Well, God
bless you. I really do appreciate that.
Well, I hope things continue to go well for you, and you stay safe and happy. So good talking to you.
Yeah, that's how we do it. You know, it's very busy here. It's fast-paced, and, you know, the morale is just high, and, you know, we give 100% in what we do every day. And,
that's great.
You know,
it's
if you were
to
here,
be busy.
You would see it. It is. It's good to be busy, but just know we are making a difference.
Great. Well, I'll pass that along.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you.
To you, too.
What's
Thank
your name?
You. Nancy Brewer.
Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday, you know, when I come to visit, I can personally meet you.
I'd like that. I'd like that. Well, you probably know where my office is. Thank you.
Is it in Lawrenceburg?
Yes, we're a block north of the square.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, Nancy, you never know. I just might pop by someday.
Well, please do. I'd love that. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, bye-bye.